This is Laura with the Average Joe Talk Show, back alone, talking with myself, actually talking to the cats and the dogs in the house, and the Barbies. Here's Ryan looking at me expectantly. Ryan is my fluffy black cat who never gets enough food, although he always has enough food. I'm back to just rambling about nothing. Feel free to turn this off whenever you want. I don't really care either way. Not that I do care, but I don't. The reason I'm doing this whole thing, I've explained this in another episode, but basically it's been reinforced by the fact that I just listened to this thing. I was reading about ERP, Exposure Response Therapy, which is a perfect name. I'm not making fun of people with OCD by talking about this, by the way, but it's treatment for OCD. And because of the way my mind works, I always think everything can help everyone. So there are certain things that I'm addicted to, for instance, my phone, like a lot of people. So I think exposure response therapy could help with other people. Maybe if you're not just OCD, maybe you're just slightly OCD. Like with my phone, I had this thing where I was like, as soon as somebody texts me or writes to me or any, you know, for many years, I always felt like I had to respond right away, you know, or like if they see that you've seen their message, you have to respond right away. And I'm finally, through my own kind of like experimentation process, like kind of forcing myself to just sit still with the discomfort of knowing that I'm not responding right away. That actually is what exposure therapy is. And so one of my biggest sort of fears, I guess, addictive patterns of, I wouldn't say I'm OCD, but I kind of get focused on the fact that, like, you know, negative thoughts. Like, we all have negative thoughts. And my negative thoughts tend to be, like, I'm sure other people's negative thoughts. When I'm not always thinking negatively, but when I am, they are, you know, self-defeating thoughts. Like, I'm never going to be, not that I want to be super famous, but I'm never going to get something, like, published by a legitimate publishing company. I'm never going to get up there and actually do stand-up because I can't stand memorizing stuff. I'm never going to, you know, never, never, never. Like, these are the thoughts that go through my head. I'm never going to be interesting enough to stand up there at a mic and have anyone want to listen to me without somebody booing or heckling me because I don't have fast enough punchlines because I'm 53 and I just can't think as fast as someone in their 20s. Like, these are the thoughts that I know keep me from doing things, and yet I just keep living with these thoughts instead of doing what I want to do or just letting go of these thoughts. Like, maybe I just, why do I even care about doing stand-up comedy? I don't even know why it even matters. Why do I have to do this? Why do I have this, like, compulsion to feel like I have to do it, and yet I don't want to do it? Like, it's stupid. So that's what I'm doing. By talking about this stuff out loud, you can call it stream of consciousness stuff. In a way it is, of course, yes. But I guess that's my fear, is a lot of times I hold back what I actually really think and feel with a lot of people because I'm afraid with a lot of people of saying something that's going to offend them, which is good to an extent. It's good to have a filter on. But I tend to have a filter on so much that I never really say what I really think and feel with people that I'm really close to. Of course, this is not always true. But in general, I think I tend to hide more than I should. And that's why it's easy. That's why this podcast and why acting is also easy for me, because when I have permission to do something crazy, like improv gives me permission to do something like completely outside of myself, or this podcast gives me permission to just say whatever, because I don't know who's out there. I don't know who's listening to this. I don't really care. Like, I don't have a relationship with you per se. So I can say whatever and it doesn't matter. It's like a mask, you know. And so that's why I'm doing this too. It's like exposure therapy for myself to get used to saying weird stuff in public. Not so weird that I'm going to be arrested. I'm not trying to go out there and get arrested. I'm just saying, like, it's okay to sound like an idiot sometimes. That's what I'm saying. And I do this not only for myself, but for other people, because I bet there are a lot of people out there who, like, hold back too much and never really are able to maybe even really get close to people because they're holding back too much of themselves. And sometimes that's how I feel. I feel like I hold back so much. I mean, obviously you can't be close to everyone. That's impossible. It's literally impossible. You would exhaust yourself if you were, like, totally open with every single person you met, obviously. I'm just talking about the people that they say most people have, like, 2 to 4, like, people that they're really close to. Those people, if you can't even really be yourself with those people, then sure, you could feel lonely, and, you know, and we all do. I'm not sure, I'm not the only person who feels lonely. There are days when I feel lonely. When I think about it, I realize, well, that's probably why, because I'm not really sharing my true self with anyone sometimes. I get too introverted or too caught up in my own world and to-do lists and tasks and grading and bills and chores that I never take the time sometimes to just connect with someone and be open about how I feel. So that's why I'm doing this right here. So yeah, I do think it's important, and that's why I'm doing this. And you know, they say, you know, stream of consciousness writing or whatever, it can be self-indulgent or whatever, and maybe it is. It can. I'm not saying it isn't. But with done with a certain purpose in mind, like, I think it can be a good thing. So, I'm at this, like, point right now where, like, I'm saying nothing, really, and I'm just kind of blathering on. And this is the point, this is my breaking point. This is when, like, oh God, this is when I just need to just shut up and go hide somewhere. And this is part of the exposure therapy. This is where I'm going to try to not run. And just be comfortable with the fact that nothing, like, super exciting is happening right now in this podcast. And maybe people are going to turn it off. And I'm just going to try as I pet my cat, Ryan. I'm just going to try to, like, stay with it and be chill with it and just kind of keep reassuring myself that something will come to me. It did just come to me. So this, I had this dream last night where in my dream, I had this vision. Well, I was awake. I woke up because I was having a dream that was making me wake up. Which often that happens a lot. I'll have dreams that, like, I know are so important that they'll wake me up. So in my dream, I was making a movie, and I was taking the things that I'd written, like, on medium.com, like, different articles and things, and I would turn them basically into a one-woman show. But instead of just me rattling all these things off, I was actually filming people that I know and asking them to kind of pretend to be me in kind of a funny way. Like, I could start out in an outfit, and then every person who becomes me has to wear this outfit that I'm wearing at the beginning of the film. So it's clear that they are portraying me, but then they're basically reading my thoughts out loud, like a one-person show. And obviously, it'd have to be dramatic, and I'd have to have, like the best bits of all these different things. But I think that could be funny, you know, because on different levels, like, number one, I think it's boring just to look at the same person for an hour or whatever in a film or a one-person show or whatever. I mean, it's not always boring. There are people that have comedy specials. It's an hour of them. But I have to be honest, I do kind of get bored with just the same person for an hour. So I think it would be interesting to see other people have their spin on, you know, one character. Not that it's all about me, but, you know, different people trying to all be the same character, I think, can be funny. So, now I am feeling like I am at the end of something, and it's time to close this episode of Jibba Jabba Nonsense Poo Poo. And thank you for listening. Thank you for helping me to get used to exposing my thoughts to the world and not worrying if I'm boring sometimes. And yes, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.